this league is a big business, and I think I can't question what the guys did up in the front office. I know that they're trying to do their best to make us a great team in the long run, or it's for years to come. So I really don't know too much about it. Why they got traded or anything like that, but I think the guys in the front office, are doing their best to try to make this team good. And I wish Delonte, Wally, and Kurt the best. They've been helping me out a lot since I've been here. So like I said, I wish them the best, and I hope they enjoy the new teams.
A couple weeks ago, Wally made a comment thinking that he thought he might be traded, and the team was starting to turn over to be your team and Jeff's team. Is that something you really see coming now?
He said what?
He said something along the lines of now the team was sort of your team and Jeff's team, and maybe not. He didn't know where his role was in the squad. He was anticipating a trade. Now that he's been traded, is that a role you see yourself taking on?
I mean, I really don't, anything to do. I mean, he said, I don't know if he said, it's going to be our team or not. I doubt if that, that's the case. But, like I said, the organization, made the right move that they felt was good for this team. And, like I said, I wish him the best wherever, in Cleveland, if he stays there or not. But I think with the trade, a lot of people want to, like myself, Jeff, Mikhail, get a little bit more time, especially Mikhail, he's going to grow a little bit, everybody's going to grow a little bit, And, those are three great players that taught, me and myself coming, being new into this league, a lot of things. So, like I said before, I wish them the best.
Have you talked to any of the players that are coming back?
No, I haven't. I really don't know so much about them. We played their teams before. But I guess tomorrow, if they're in Seattle, I guess they're going to come to the game. We get to, get to meet them a little bit, get to interact with them a little bit.
Kevin, were you surprised at all to these last two trades in the last 2 days? What was your thought process when you learned about it?
I came from high school and college, 2 years ago, where guys, rarely. You always had the same people on your team, if they're, let's say, transferred or anything like that, but never a movement during the season, so that's something new to me, but like people been telling me coming to this league, it's a business, You might not be playing with your same teammates for your whole career, so that's something you got to get used to. But I think the organization did what they had to do to make this team better.
Where were you like when you got word and whatnot of both of them?
Somebody texted me and told me they seen on the TV that they got traded and Kurt got traded yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it's. It was a shock to me. I didn't know anybody was going to be traded, to be honest. But like I said, they're just trying to make this team better. I respect whatever they do.
Kurt and Wally had pretty big personalities. What's it like not having them here in the locker room?
To be around a person for 5 or 6 months, and then for them to leave like that is a big. It's something that it's hard to deal with. Those guys are great teammates, and like I said, it's a business. So. You gotta make sure you put that in the back of your head when you're dealing with this league, knowing that sometimes your teammates might not be there for a whole year. So, but they were great people, and I was happy to have them in the locker room.
What was the best?